وَإِذَا الرُّسُلُ أُقِّتَتْ. And time is appointed for the prophets. This is a mention of the real horror to which all other horrors are mentioned as a prelude. The purpose of fixing a time for the appearance of the prophets shows that they, while presenting themselves before the Almighty at an appointed time and in the presence of their people, should tell whether they fulfilled their responsibility of inzar or not. If they did, what was the response of their people? At other places in the Quran, it is mentioned in detail how prophets will be called for this purpose and the attitude of their people will be inquired after and how they will bear witness before these people. The verse in Surah Maidah reads thus, يَوْمَ يَجْمَعُ اللَّهُ الرُّسُلَ فَيَقُولُ مَاذَا أُجِبْتُمْ قَالُوا لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ. Or, one day God will gather all the messengers and ask them, how were you received? They will reply, we have no knowledge. You alone know what is hidden. Surah number 5, verse 109. Readers can look up its tafsir. Here the reference is precisely the same. On that day, the case of the prophets and their people will be given a hearing. The Almighty will appoint a day for the appearance of the prophets, and their respective people will also be summoned. More details can be seen in the following verse. فَلَنَسْأَلَنَّ الَّذِينَ أُرْسِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَنَسْأَلَنَّ الْمُرْسَلِينَ فَلَنَقُصَّنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ بِعِلْمٍ وَمَا كُنَّ غَائِبِينَ. We will surely question those to whom the messengers were sent, and we will question the messengers themselves. With knowledge, we will recount to them what they have done, for we were never away from them. Surah number 7, verses 6 and 7. The word uqqitat is actually a changed form of wuqqitat. In the Arabic language, such changes in the morphological structure of a word are customary. The expression ar-rusulu uqqitat means that time will be appointed for the prophets. This is similar to the expression abghini khadima, which is actually abghili khadima. لِأَيِّ يَوْمٍ أُجِّلَتْ لِيَوْمِ الْفَصْلِ. For what day were they deferred? For the day of judgment. When the discourse reached a point in which the day of judgment was alluded to, the question mentioned in this verse was posed to the disbelievers. The question being, have they understood the great day for which the appearance of the prophets has been deferred? The Quran itself then answers this question by saying that they should take note that this appearance was deferred for the day when judgment shall be passed. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الْفَصْلِ. And what do you know what this day of judgment is? This style of discourse is meant to express the awe and greatness of something, as has been explained at a number of places in this tafsir. Just as the question raised in the previous verses highlights the eminence of the day of judgment, the question raised in this verse highlights the eminence of the judgment which shall be passed on that day. It is like a reminder of that day's greatness. وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Devastation shall on that day be upon those who deny. The verse depicts the result of the judgment which will be passed on that day for disbelievers. This verse, as I have indicated earlier, has been repeated in this surah many times, and in spite of having a deep connection with its previous verse, has an independent status. Some people have regarded it to be the answer to the condition stated earlier. However, this opinion is against linguistic principles of Arabic. Had this been the case, this verse should have begun with the particle fa. Thus, for example, in Surah Muddassir it is said, فَإِذَا نُقِرَ فِي النَّاكُورِ فَذَلِكَ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَوْمٌ عَسِيرٌ. Similarly, the words in Surah Tur are, يَوْمَ تَمُورُ السَّمَاءُ مَوْرًا وَتَسِيرُ الْجِبَالُ سَيْرًا. فَوَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. I have explained this principle because it would be erroneous to interpret this sentence by regarding it to be an answer to the conditional sentences. Here, actually an ellipsis of the answer has occurred, just as it has occurred in the following verses. إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انشَقَّتْ وَأَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا وَحُقَّتْ وَإِذَا الْأَرْضُ مُدَّتْ وَأَلْقَتْ مَا فِيهَا وَتَخَلَّتْ وَأَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا وَحُقَّتْ. يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانِ إِنَّكَ كَادِحٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ قَدْحًا فَمُلَاقِيهِ. Surah number 84, verses 1 to 6. As a result of this ellipsis, The verse has become so comprehensive that it occurs at the end of each paragraph of this surah and at each instance has a specific status. أَلَمْ نُهْلِكِ الْأَوَّلِينَ ثُمَّ نُطْبِعُهُمُ الْآخِرِينَ كَذَلِكَ نَفْعَلُ بِالْمُجْرِمِينَ وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ Have we not destroyed those before them? Then have we not continued to put their successes behind them? Thus do we deal with criminals. Devastation shall on that day be upon those who deny. This is a historical corroboration of the promise mentioned earlier by the words, What you are being threatened with is certain to come. The reference obviously is to the people of Noah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to the Ad and to the Thamud, and to nations of other prophets who followed them, the details of whom are found at other places in the Quran. These include the people of Lot, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Midian, and the people of the Pharaoh. The implication is that when history bears witness to the fact that the Almighty destroyed all nations which denied the warnings of their respective messengers, then will his practice change today for these criminals who are following the ways of their predecessors? An incomplete verb is suppressed in the verse ثُمَّ نُطْبِرْهُمُ الْآخِرِينَ. If this verse is translated keeping in view this suppression, it would mean, Have we not been continuously putting those who follow their predecessors behind them? This persistent practice of the Almighty shows that it is unalterable. This is what happened in the past, and this is what will happen in the future. Moreover, this relentless practice of the Almighty also bears evidence to the fact that the day of which the messengers of God have warned their people is certain to come. Although the verse, كَذَلِكَ نَفْعَلُ بِالْمُجْرِمِينَ states a general principle, it specifically refers to the fact that the Almighty will also deal with the Quraysh in a similar manner. If they do not desist from their stubbornness, their fate will be no different on the Day of Judgment than that of other criminals. The law of God is the same for all. After this, the verse, وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ is repeated. Its placement and occasion are absolutely clear. The word wail encompasses in it all forms of punishment which will be encountered by the criminals on the Day of Judgment and which have been mentioned in the Quran. Though it is apparently a very short word, concealed in its brevity is such horror that cannot be encompassed by the most elaborate of details. أَلَمْ نَخْلُقْكُمْ مِنْ مَاءٍ مَهِينَ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينَ إِلَىٰ قَدَرٍ مَعْلُومٍ فَقَدَرْنَا فَنِعْمَ الْقَادِرُونَ وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ Have we not created you from an insignificant fluid? Then we placed it in a safe abode till an appointed time. Thus did we estimate. How excellently do we estimate? Demolition shall on that day be upon those who deny. The previous verses presented historical evidence. These verses present evidence drawn from the creation of man. The Quran draws evidence on the Day of Judgment from the creation of man in various ways, some of which are A. By referring to man's creation from mud and from a drop of fluid, evidence is drawn on the fact that the Day of Judgment is a possible phenomenon. B. The signs of God's power, wisdom and creativity in the creation of man entail that a Day of Judgment must come. C. The tremendous system of man's sustenance elaborately set up by the Almighty also entails that a Day of Judgment must come. D. The innate awareness about good and evil found in a person bears evidence that a Day of Judgment must come. Although all these arguments are found at various places in the whole corpus of the Quran, if one takes a look at Surah Qiyamah and Surah Dahr, all these arguments will be found in them and one may not need to look in other places. The verses, أَلَمْ نَخْلُقْكُمْ مِنْ مَاءٍ مَهِينَ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينَ إِلَىٰ قَدَرٍ مَعْلُومٍ answer an objection raised by the rejectors of the Day of Judgment. They express their wonder at being created again once their bones decay and decompose into nothingness. The implication is that when no one can deny such an obvious reality as man being created from an insignificant fluid, then how can it be impossible for God to recreate man once he dies and his body also crumbles into dust? The word maheen means insignificant and frivolous. This word points to the fact that man has not been created from something rare and uncommon, so that recreating him becomes a difficult task. He is created from a trivial and ordinary thing found in abundance in nature. The second objective of using this word is to show that the God, whose profound and matchless power can create a human being from a fluid, is not powerless to recreate him. The verse فَجَعَلْنَاهُ فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ refers to the amazing changes which come about in the fluid as it passes through various stages and reaches its culmination. The word qarar means rest and place of rest. Here it refers to the latter, and the reference is to the womb, which has been appointed as a place of safety for this very purpose. When the word makin is used as an adjective for a place, it refers to a place which is secure from hazards, dangers, and undue interventions. The verse ila qadarin ma'lum refers to the fact that the fluid is placed in a secure place till an appointed time, so that whatever potential is destined to appear in it is given the opportunity. It is then God's power and might which brings it out from this place once this time expires. In the verse فَقَدَرْنَا فَنِعْمَ الْقَادِرُونَ, the first word is from قَدَرَ and the second is from قُدْرَ. After directing attention to the various signs and manifestation of God's power, it is said that man should see what miracles and wonders have been worked by God and how great and grand His power is. The implication is that when such great signs of God's power and creativity are evident in man's creation, then it is not impossible for him to recreate man. After this, a recurring verse, وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ, is meant to dispel their doubts about being recreated. Their own creation is enough to dismiss this rejection. This they shall one day witness with their own eyes, and on that day devastation shall be on those who deny. In Surah Saffat, the words are, فَإِنَّمَا هِيَ زَجْرَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ فَإِذَا هُمْ يَنْظُرُونَ وَقَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا هَذَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ هَذَا يَوْمُ الْفَصْلِ الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تُكَذِّبُونَ. It shall be just one blast when they shall suddenly see around and shall say, Woe betide us, this is the day of judgment which you had been denying.